Is there any way in which being in a position of power and seeing the challenge of having to think about the common good and from that perspective, does that complicate your understanding of how change happens? Or
now, I am in the government, but I can symbolically say that I'm right at the door.
Okay.
I'm right at the door. I'm not right inside. And therefore, I haven't actually experienced the conflicts that people get when they are in power and are challenged to do things for the common good rather than for themselves. And it's very interesting because this government was put in power in the year 2002.
The current Kenyan government.
The current Kenyan government was actually a very popular government. It was put there after many years of struggle. We finally...
Right, after dictatorship, essentially.
Yes, we removed the dictator, we changed, and we promised people we were going to be a very clean government. And we declared that we were going to have zero tolerance, especially to corruption. And so it has come as a big surprise that some of us have actually been found being so blatantly corrupt. And although...
You mean some of the people in the current government?
In the current government. And as you know, we have lost some ministers. They have not yet been tried. And so we can't say that they are corrupt until, of course, they have been tried and they have been convicted. But the fact that the people who have been charged with the responsibility of curbing corruption have come up with accusations that we in the government are corrupt, that has been extremely painful and very devastating to some of us, because we got in there to clean the house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are outside or at the door, you don't know what's happening inside the door. And sometimes you can get very frustrated because if you are part of the government. And therefore, whatever is happening, you are part and parcel. And we have this policy and culture of collective responsibility. But I think that there are people who are committed to good governance and who will do everything to promote good governance. But I also want to say that in any society, it is very important that you have strong systems that will ensure that there are checks and balances, even to protect those in leadership from the great temptations that I'm sure they are confronted with once they are in those positions of power.
I think it's really interesting that after this huge grassroots movement that you started, which in many ways remains grassroots, you also have come to emphasize the importance of what you call democratic space.
Yes.
And as you say, systems of checks and balance,
balances,
pragmatic political structures.
Yes, yes, very, very important. Because what I have seen, it was a progression. I started with a simple activity of planting trees. And I thought, of course, nobody would be bothered about planting trees until I realized that people in power don't like to see ordinary people organizing, especially if those people in power are not, they do not have that belief in democratic space. They want control. That's why you don't want democratic space, because you want to control people. And so the minute I started organizing people into groups and teaching them why we must protect the environment, and of course, eventually discovering that some of the culprits are the people in power. And so we would say it is very important to have checks and balances so that even the people in power are not able to destroy the environment. Because if they are left alone, they will destroy, like they were trying to privatize that little forest we were talking about in Nairobi. So the minute we started discussing not only the symptoms that we were trying to address, but the causes of those symptoms, we got into trouble with the government, because the government didn't like us addressing the causes, because they were part of it.
Right.
So it became very clear to me that you cannot manage the resources sustainably.
Okay, we're back at sustainability.
We are back there.
Yes, yes.
You cannot do it sustainably, and you cannot share the resources equitably, either at the national level, regional, or even global level, if you don't have systems of governance that facilitate that.
Okay.
And that brings us to the point where the Norwegian Nobel Committee recognized that in order for us to live more in peace in the future, And especially with the resources being so limited and with the population rise still continuing, it is very important for us as a human family to recognize the need for us to manage the resources we have sustainably, share them equitably. But we can all understand and appreciate that we can raise, that's what I was talking about when I said, we must raise the level of consciousness
right.
to get to the point where we appreciate that you can't do so if you don't have the right systems of governance and therefore deliberately preempt potential conflict.